When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you. Hey, authentic influencers. We are here on episode 119. Can you believe it? Oh my goodness. This is so much goodness that is coming in store for you. And I am so excited for today's topic. To talk about leadership, because leadership is something that we all really need, but it's something that sometimes we may not be really sure on what it is that we need or how we can become good leaders, or is our leader even leading us to the right place? And when I was thinking about this and I was thinking through all of the things that we can do as leaders and really where our leaders are taking us, it reminded me of a story that I heard. And I've read this in so many stories, like so many books and things like that I've read. And it's a story that it always stuck with me for some reason. I love learning history and I love learning about what other people do and analyzing like their leadership skills and things like that. So I think in the next few episodes and podcasts and videos and things like that we do, that we're going to talk a little bit more about history, because there's some really amazing stories out there that we never hear. So this one is a story you may or may not have heard of. I hadn't heard of this. Like, I didn't learn this in school or anything like that, but this is a story about the first two groups of people who made it to the South Pole. So the first guy, his name was Raoul, I think, Amundsen. So that's the first guy. The second guy was, his last name was Scott. I can't remember his first name. So we have Amundsen and we have Scott. Okay. So there's these two people and they are racing to see who can get to the South Pole first. And they are the first people to have ever done this. This is back in like 1911, around there. And the whole story is very, very interesting. And we can learn, there's so many lessons that come from this story, but I'm going to focus on the leadership aspect of these two leaders, because they both were leading a group of men to get to the destination. Now, it is very difficult to travel in weather in Antarctica, you could imagine. And so looking at how the two prepared, I want you to start looking at, if you are a leader of a team, how are you leading your team? And if you're not a leader, I want you to also look at, how is your leader leading you? Because I have seen this so many times when it comes to leadership. When I first started leading a team, I didn't know what I was doing. And then by the time I got to the leadership level, I hit director and above, and I started having directors below me and seeing how all of this really started to come into play. It's very interesting to see. And we don't really focus on what it really means to be a leader. So, story of these two, let's first look at what Scott did. Okay, so he decided, okay, we're going to go to the South Pole. And there was going to be four, him and three other people. And they decided that they were going to use ponies and like what they considered snowmobiles back then. And so they were like motorized snow something. I can't remember what they're really called, but that's what they were going to use. And they had planned that like every so many miles that there would be supplies waiting there, you know, so they would have, there was, I think, a plane or something that would come and like drop their supplies of where they were supposed to be. So they knew the path of where they were going to go. They had that all planned out. And he's like, great, this looks good. We have a way to get there. We have supplies to go and get them. And we're ready to go, right? So he then at last minute decided that they needed to bring one more person with them. So now they have five people instead of four. All their provisions and everything were only for five people. So they got onto the ground, they're ready to go, they're on their way to the South Pole. And his plan was to, if it was a good day, they would travel really, really far. If it was a bad like weather day, then maybe they would only go like 5 miles, where other days they'd push like 20, 25 miles. Sometimes they would go like 40 miles. So they would, it wasn't very consistent. So it was push when it was good weather, don't go so much when it's bad weather. Sounds like a good plan, right? Well, there was a lot of things that he missed. Within the first 5 days, their snowmobiles, whatever you call them, broke down because they couldn't really handle that harsh environment. So now they have no transportation. So they're like, it's a great, we'll use the ponies. Well, by the time they got to the mountain that they had to climb, the ponies that they did, they just really weren't really working well in the environment and things like that. So they ended up having to kill all their animals. And the clothes that he provided for his men were not made very well. And so they were getting frostbite and they were getting like really, really sick, and it wasn't keeping them warm. One guy, it took him an hour just to get his boots on because of the frostbite and the gangrene and all of this stuff. And so when they finally got to the South Pole, the other team, Almundson, had already been there and they had beaten him by a month. So looking at his path, he thought he had everything in plan, like everything in place and everything planned out. And turns out there was lots of things that he missed. And he was not prepared and he did not have a good plan of how it is that he's actually was going to get there. So their entire team ended up dying on the way back. They never made it home. And we know their stories because they left journals and things like that. And so that's how we know what happened to them. Let's contrast that with what Almundson did. So Almundson, actually, his goal was to be the first person to the North Pole, but someone else already beat him. So he had already done a ton of research on what to do. And so he's like, okay, then I'm going to do the South Pole. So he studied, what do Eskimos do? How do they travel in the all of this icy weather, right? They decided to use snow dogs, like sled dogs, because they're used to that kind of weather. And then that would make it so that way his men wouldn't have to work so hard and they could rest and get through most of the day because these sled dogs, they knew what they were doing. He did a ton of research on clothing, on what to do. And he got their men like the very, very best of the best clothes. Like Scott's team, the goggles that he had, they like were crappy goggles, and then it made it so they couldn't even see where they were going. Where Almundson did a ton of research on what is the best thing so that way my men can succeed. He also planned out very strategically where their drops of supplies were going to be, where Scott, he just guessed, was like, I think this would be good. And sometimes they were way too far apart, so they ran out of food for days before they got to the next one. Their markers weren't marked very well, so it was hard to find their supplies when they knew it was supposed to be there, where Almundson really planned and prepared and very strategically placed those things all along the way. And Almundson also, because he had studied all of these things, he also knew that it didn't matter if it was good or bad weather, that in order for them to get where they needed to go 20 miles every single day. So sometimes they would go 20 miles and it was a really nice day and his men were like, we should go more. We feel good. Let's do it. And Almundson was like, nope, this is what we do. We go 20 miles this day and that's it. Then when it was a bad weather day, it was really hard to get through those 20 miles, but they were able to do it. So having a plan strategic like that helped them to be able to get there way faster than Scott did. And it also helped them to hit all of their markers exactly when they were supposed to. So they never ran out of food. They were totally fine. They made it back. They didn't lose one person. There wasn't like frostbite. There was no issues. Like it was very strategically planned. they were able to reach their goal just like their leader had taught them to do. So looking at these two types of leaders, I see this in network marketing all the time with these kind of leaders. I see people who, and sometimes like you're just thrown into leadership, right? Sometimes you all of a sudden get a lot of recruits. I know that I had a director under me and she was leading her team. And then all of a sudden she just decided to quit up and out of the blue. So I now inherited her entire team of like 80 something people that I didn't know. And that was, as a leader, that was a great growing opportunity for me because I now had to grow and know how to bring on all of these people and help them fill a part of my team and all of that. And so as we grow, we're going to learn more and more. But I want you to look at the kind of leaders that you have in your life, because most leaders I see in network marketing, they don't have a clear path. They say, well, this is how I got to the top. I message friends. They already had influence. They already had a big network of people to talk to. And when you have that big network of people to talk to, it's really, really easy to grow a network marketing business because you say, hey, this is what I'm doing. You show them some of your products and stuff like that. They join, they buy your stuff. Like, it makes it super easy. I remember looking at my upline's upline and she was super, super successful. She was like one of the top people in my company, but she had this big history of this retail experience and she had a ton of influence over people and a ton of people that she could talk to. So it was super easy for her to grow her business. I, on the other hand, did not have that. And so for her, it was easy to just say, look, just do what I do. But that's not very strategic, right? It's not like, here's the plan that if you do this, 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 I know this is going to be the outcome every single time. And most leaders in network marketing do not have that. They do not have the step-by-step plan. It doesn't matter if you have influence or not. If you follow this plan, you're going to be successful. They think that it's the making list of 100, reaching out to 20 people a day. I remember my upline always telling me, like, do your big five every day, which was reaching out to 5 people every single day. Like, doing all of those things, does it work? Yeah. Like, Scott made it to the South Pole, but they all died, right? That's what that kind of strategy is. Making your list of 100, doing those things, like being spammy. Like, I remember I was scrolling through Facebook and I saw in a Facebook group, this girl was like, I am dedicated to hit my goal. And so I'm going to message 200 people this weekend. Who's with me? And I was like, oh my goodness, you do not have to be so spammy. Like, you don't have to do that in order to reach your goals. Scott didn't have to not plan very well and not have the provisions and like, his whole team died, right? If you have a very set strategy, something that is researched, something that is tested, like he looked at what has other people done. He looked at the Eskimos and how did they travel and what did they do? What kind of provisions did they have? How did they do it? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to apply it to this goal. That's what we do here at Social Tenacity. We try things out. We test it. We have so many different markets that we can test things in. So we know it doesn't matter if you're with jewelry or health or wellness, or you're with candles or in finance. It doesn't matter. We take what works and we put it into a system, very step by step by step strategic, to show you this is what you can get as your outcome. That's our whole goal. So we look at the strategy, we look at the things of what can we do to help you in order to get there. Because there is a very step-by-step strategy in order to build a business. And especially with, we're closing out 2020, thank goodness, so excited for 2021. And there are so many things that changed and pivoted this year. It was interesting because I was talking with, I have some friends who are in the higher ups of network marketing companies. And at the beginning of 2020, before everything closed down and everything, that there was a big push for get back to basics. Your company probably told you this, right? You need to get back to basics. And it was, let's get back to face-to-face interaction. And then the whole world closed down. That's a huge pivot that you have to do to go from face-to-face to, okay, how can we now do this online? And there's so many different ways. And we know that COVID is not going to be around forever, but the world has changed forever. The way we do business, the way we do our network marketing company has changed forever. And we have to be the leaders in order to support our team and show them that we know the way. Because how can you look up to somebody who does not know how to navigate through these icy waters that we're going through right now? You have to be a leader that has the plan so that way you can lead your team, because you don't want to be like Scott. You don't want to be leading your team to a place where they could die, right? You want to have the strategy, the step-by-step, do this, 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 and I know this will be the outcome every single time. And that's what we provide you here at Social Tenacity. We have tried and tested because we don't want you to go out there and die. We want you to go through step by step, know how you can do it for yourself, and then how you can replicate that for your team in creating team trainings and helping them. And this whole next year, we're coming out with so many things of ways that you can take the things that we teach and you can help your team in order for them to be successful. Because really, it's an interesting shift when you're building your business. At first, you're just building it for you. It's a focus on, I need to get recruits, I need to get customers, and it's building your personal brand and your personal business. But once you hit that leadership level, it changes. You still have to maintain what you're doing, but now you actually have to really become a leader. And you have to now take that knowledge that you have in your head and you have to transfer that to other people. And it's all about building those people up. And it's less about you actually building your personal brand, because that should already be established. And you should have systems and automation and everything. So that is just running. So you can now be that leader to pour into other people. That's what it's all about. And that is a big mindset shift. It's a big pivot. And I remember when I went through that and I hit that director level, and then I was like, okay, now we're playing a whole different ballgame. And it's a big pivot and a mindset shift. And if you don't have someone to help you navigate that, it can be really tricky. And you can lose so much ground in getting that pivot. So where your team can look up to you, they see you as a leader, they know that you can navigate them through anything that is going on. And that trust in you, as their leader, that's the thing that's going to increase your retention, that is going to have your team actually show up. You know, I hear from so many leaders that you have people on your team, but you don't know how to motivate them, and you give prizes and you do like different giveaways and incentives and things like that to help your team. And like, I know that there's leaders who it's a couple days before the end of the month, so they're calling everyone on their team. Are you going to put an order in? Are you going to put an order in? That's not a leader. That's like a dictator, like telling you, you got to put your order in. Like, instead, let's shift. So how can I now inspire my team? That just by you being you and being inspiration to them, they're going to want to put their orders in. They're going to want to build their business. They're going to want to be a part of the movement and the mission and everything that it is that you're creating in your team. That's really what it's all about. So if you don't have a plan, and you're looking for, how can I actually get a plan? How can I do this? We have launched the Academy. It's brand new. We have a step-by-step game plan that walks you through, do this, do this, do this, do this, and this is the outcome you're going to get. Our game plan, if you are making really nothing, anything below $1,000, you go through this whole game plan, and it is designed that the outcome is you'll be making at least $1,000 a month by the time you get to the end. Then when you're at $1,000, you go through the whole game plan again, and it will double your commission. If you're making $2,000, you'll make $4,000. You're making $5,000, you make $10,000. That's what this is designed to do. So you go through this game plan, and it's going to teach you exactly the thing that you need to do. And we have different advanced levels. So that way, as you're going through, we can teach you, like we start at, you know, kindergarten level, we'll teach you all those things so you can make your $1,000, then you go to the next level, and then you get to graduate to first grade, right? And we keep going up and up and up, because we want you to be able to double over and over and over again, and give you the leadership skills that you need to be able to transfer this knowledge from you to your team. Because that is how you're going to be successful. That is how you're going to lead your team, just like Olmanson does, where you're very strategic. You have know exactly what it is that you need to do. You don't have to worry about doing all the research and knowing what's going on with Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp and all of the mergers of all of that, and like the craziness of what social media really is. That's what my team is for. We do all the research. We find what's the very best things. We try and test it in all markets, and then we bring it to you, because the world is constantly changing. Social media is constantly changing. And so if you are getting information and knowledge from people who have had a program for 5 years and they haven't updated it at all, you're getting outdated information, and you could very well end up just like Scott's team, because he didn't do the research. He's like, this is what people said would be good. Okay, then that's what I'm going to do. Instead of actually saying, what is working right now? What is a tried and true tested way in order to reach my goal? So look at those options, see what you're doing. If you're interested in finding more about the Academy, you can go to socialtenacitytraining.com, and all the information is there about what we do. You can get a little sneak peek of what it looks like behind the scenes. And if you have any questions, please reach out to us, because this is the thing that I'm most excited about, because this is the way that we're going to give you those tried and tested things in order for you to be successful. And you can really set yourself up for success, set that foundation for 2021, and make it the best year in your network marketing business ever. Awesome. Thank you guys so much for all of your support, and we'll see you all next time.
If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Authentic Influencer Podcast, we invite you to be our guest at our next Authentic Influencer Summit. Check out AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. The Authentic Influencer Summit is a 2-day virtual event where we are going to dive into how you can pivot your business to be more online in this new age that we're living in. Join us from the comfort of your own home for 2 days of learning from my team of experts and networking with other authentic influencers just like yourself. Grab your ticket before they're sold out at AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better, help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.